people that you are tuned in this morning to the Heaven on Earth broadcast. I'm excited to bring you God's word this morning, and I believe that you were blessed by yesterday's devotion. This morning, as you're about to hear God's word, I declare that your heart is divinely positioned to receive God's word in power. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to bring your word to your people. I believe and I'm confident that their lives are being transformed with this word that they are hearing. Father, I declare that their view of life, their perspectives of life are changed in God's word, so that they can enjoy the life that you ordained for them to enjoy. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. This week, we've been looking at certain perspectives in life that will either enable you to enjoy life fully or prevent you from enjoying the life that God ordained for you to enjoy. Yesterday we saw that God actually wants you to enjoy life, and God has ordained for you to have the good life, as we saw in John chapter 10 verse 10 and Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 in the Amplified Bible. We also saw that even though you are born again, if you don't change your perspective of life or the way you look at things, you never enjoy life, even though God ordained for you to enjoy life. And so we said that it is very important for you to have a word-based perspective of life. Without a word-based perspective of life, you never enjoy life. And yesterday we saw one of the perspectives that prevent people from enjoying life. We saw the poor family perspective, that many people feel that the source of all their issues in life is the fact that, you know, they are born into a poor family. We saw that if you are born again, you've been born into the richest family in the universe, the richest family in every realm of existence, and you've come into the largest fortune in every universe. Praise God. We saw that if you're born again, you are the seed of Abraham, and you've been born into the Abrahamic lineage, which is the richest family on this earth. Praise God. And so there's no way you can say you were born into a poor family, therefore you know you are disadvantaged in life. You just need to rise up to that place, you know, and take your place in Christ and realize where you have been born into in Christ. Yesterday we saw from 1 John chapter 5, I believe 1 John chapter 5 verse 2, and we saw that Jesus Christ brought us an understanding. That's a way of thinking, a way of looking at things, you know, so that we can look at things the way God looks at things. Hallelujah. So that we can look at things the way God looks at things. Being born again, we receive God's life into our spirit, so we can actually see the way God sees. We saw that Gideon in Judges chapter 6, he did not, you know, see things the way God saw things. You know, like the way when God came to Joshua in Joshua chapter 6 verse 1, he said, "See, I have given unto thee Jericho." And Joshua actually saw in the spirit that Jericho was given unto his hands. You see, but Gideon couldn't see that he was a mighty man of valor. Amen. So you need to see yourself the way God sees you so that you can enjoy life. And that's why we are talking about perspectives of life. That's why we said in 1 John 5, 20 that Jesus came to give us an understanding. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. We'll read from verse 1. And then we'll read to verse 2, which is a very popular scripture. Amen. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. It says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, how you see life really is not determined by your eyes. It's determined by your mind. Amen. And in order to see life the way God sees your life, which is actually the good life, you need to renew your way of thinking. Let me read Romans chapter 12 verse 2 for you in the Amplified. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed and changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what's that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you." What is good and perfect in God's sight for you is for you to enjoy the good life. But until you renew your mind, your ideas, your outlook, your perspective of life, you can never enjoy what He's ordained for you to enjoy. For example, if you keep saying Ghana is hard, this country is hard, Nigeria is hard, the world is hard, we are struggling, we are suffering, this economy is hard, how can we make it? You know, that means your perspective of life is that things are difficult. You see, you might say, but that is the case, that is the fact. You see, so when we talk here, many people think that we are just denying the facts. We are not denying the facts. We are confirming the truth. Faith does not deny facts. Faith confirms the truth. So the fact around is that the economy is hard, but the truth is that God's word is true. And so I enjoy life because I don't live in this current economy. I live in the heavenly economy. I live in the love economy of God. Hallelujah. So my perspective is the heavenly perspective. I cannot say things are hard because I don't live by the things of this world. So if you are born again, you can't keep saying Ghana is hard, we are sick, we are struggling. You see, we are not crazy people, though. We know the truth. The truth is God's word. And so we speak God's word. By His stripes I was healed. You understand? I mean, I heard a story of somebody who said that, the Bible says by His stripes we are healed, and it means you must be sick so that you be healed. Thank God, by His stripes I am healed is in the Old Testament. By His stripes are we healed is in Isaiah chapter 53. But in 1 Peter chapter 2, the Bible says that by His stripes we were healed. It was a past tense thing. Healed people don't get sick. So that's our perspective. I might feel a symptom in my body, but I can't say I'm sick. Praise God. I can't say it. Because I was healed. And that's the truth, because the word of God is the truth. Amen. You see, if you keep saying that, oh, Ghana is hard, and so, things are strong, it's because you live in Ghana. It's because that's your present reality of life. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. And we'll read from verse 22. The Bible says, "But ye are come unto Mount Zion." The Bible says, "We have come, we have arrived on Mount Zion." The Bible says, didn't say we will go to Mount Zion. No, it says we are come. In other words, we have arrived on Mount Zion. That is our present spiritual geographical location. In Zion, let's continue. "And unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem." That's where I live. And there's no economic bend down or meltdown or whatever they call it. We live in the stable economy of Zion, the city of the living God. That is the life of heaven on earth. We live in the heavenly economy on earth. The Bible says, "But our conversation is of heaven." Oh, glory to God. So if you keep saying Ghana is hard, it means you don't know the truth. The truth is we have arrived on Mount Zion. These things, they,